Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world in this new week and a new month. Well, let's continue our summertime with Jesus. In the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1 and verse 7, John the Apostle writes, "Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen." Tomorrow we will return here and deal with every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. Last week we focused on the first little phrase, which is major. Behold, he is coming with the clouds. This is the second coming of Christ. It's always amazing to me that God can make the most profound statement with the shortest amount of words. And that is what he does here again. Now, here is our outline for this great truth, the second coming of Christ. First, we talked about why the second coming of Christ matters to us in our lives. Second, I demonstrated for you that the second coming of Christ is a major theme of Scripture. Third, I proved to you from the Gospels that Jesus himself predicted his own return. Fourth, we saw that Christ's first coming was a mission of grace to take away the sins of those who accept Christ. But his second coming is a mission of judgment to condemn those who reject Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. And fifth, we confirmed biblically Christ's humiliation must result in his exaltation. And that brings us to today in the final part of our little outline. What is the significance of Christ coming with the clouds? I'll get to that in a second, but just a quick reminder. If you missed any of last week's broadcast, or if you'd like to hear them again, just go to the God Is website at godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. The podcasts are all there. If you have any questions about how this works, email me today, mark@godisministry.org, and I will be glad to help you. I hope you will take advantage of these. As we now know, the text says Jesus is coming with the clouds, and that prompts the question, what do clouds in Scripture symbolize? What are they a symbol of? The answer is God's presence. Do not get too discouraged on a cloudy day. Just look up and remember, in the Bible, clouds symbolize the presence of Almighty God. When the thunderstorms blow through, when you look up at that summer sky and see all those clouds, remember the Word of God and put those clouds in context. Let's look into the Bible and find where the clouds symbolize the presence of Almighty God. And of course, we begin where you might expect me to begin if you know your Bible, and that is in Exodus and the wilderness. Exodus is the second book of the Bible, and it is marvelous. It's pure gold. I love, love, love this book. And in particular, some of the most stunning passages in all of the Bible for me are right here, and that is because of the way Holy God communicates to his people. As long as I have been able to read the Word of God, as a child, I have been fascinated by the reality that God spoke to Moses, that God communicates. And in the first passage I have in mind, clouds served as the way the Lord relayed directions. Let me read this and you will see what I mean. This is Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 and 22. The Lord was going before them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on the way, and in the pillar of fire by night to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Here are the people of God on the wilderness march, and how are they supposed to know which way to go? It's not like there are streetlights in the desert. In addition, when you read the whole chapter, you will see that God took them on an unexpected route, not by the closer way through the land of the Philistines, but rather through the wilderness to the Red Sea. The pillar of cloud was a single column of cloud during the day, which became fire by night. It was associated with the angel of God that we read about in Exodus chapters 14 and 23. God's presence was with the ancient Israelites on their long walk out of Egypt. And then fast forward in Exodus to chapters 19 and 20 and the giving of the law by God to Moses. Exodus 19 verses 16 and 17 says, "So it came about on the third day, when it was morning, that there were thunder and lightning flashes and a thick cloud upon the mountain, and a very loud trumpet sound, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain." God's presence is there by the thick cloud. And Exodus 20, verse 21 says, "So the people stood at a distance while Moses approached the thick cloud where God was." Wow! The thick cloud is where God was. Again, his mighty presence is in the clouds. And then just keep reading on in Exodus. It's addictive. Trust me, it beats the quote-unquote bestseller in fiction you've been reading before bed. Well, the book of Exodus. We continue along now to chapter 33, and here the Lord is speaking with Moses in the tent of meeting. This is Exodus 33, verse 9. "Whenever Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses." And the same was true, Yahweh's presence in the cloud, when we get to the tabernacle in Exodus chapter 40, the final chapter. I'll just read verse 34. This is Exodus 40, 34. "Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." And yes, God's presence again fills the temple via the cloud. Listen to 1 Kings 8, verses 10 through 12. "It happened that when the priests came from the holy place, the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house." That's 1 Kings 8, verses 10 through 12. Did you know this? Have you seen this before in the Hebrew Bible? I hope you're getting the picture. There's a strong correlation between Jesus' second coming with the clouds and the presence of God being in the cloud in Exodus and 1 Kings, as you have heard the Word of God read to you today. But let's also turn now into some other texts in the New Testament in addition to the Revelation. For example, in the first chapter of Acts and the 9th verse, that's Acts 1:9, this describes the ascension, the going back to heaven of Jesus Christ after his resurrection and time spent with the disciples. Let me read this verse, Acts 1, verse 9, for you. "And after Jesus had said these things, Jesus was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight." What received Jesus out of their sight? The cloud did. And so we can say with accuracy out of the Word of God, Jesus ascended to heaven with the clouds, and he will descend from heaven to earth in his return with the clouds. It's the clouds again, you see? And we've recently talked together about the rapture of the church, the sudden and unpredictable snatching away of Christians from the earth the moment God has determined to do so, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and in verse 17, listen again for the clouds. This is 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 17. "Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord." What a promise, Christians, within the sound of my voice. If we are alive at this split second, we will be caught up together with those believers who were already dead, and we will meet where? In the clouds. We will meet the Lord in the air. There are the clouds of his presence again, this time written about in the New Testament. Well, this will give you a new way to think about or refresh your memory of the biblical symbolism of the clouds. We've shared so much together from just this phrase, "Behold, he is coming with the clouds." And there was still more I wanted to share with you, but I had to edit out because our time is just so limited. Time flies when we are filled with such joy reading and really getting into the Bible and studying it. That's why I have a great fondness for cross-referencing, seeing how what the scripture says about clouds in one passage, it says in another passage, sometimes hundreds of pages away. Flipping backwards and forwards all across the very Word of God, from him to us is a privilege and an honor, and I hope to inspire the reading of his word and obedience to it in your life. And so this week, pick up the Bible and read it. We will continue in Revelation chapter 1 all this month of August. I encourage you to sit down and read this chapter more than once. That way, what is said here will make more sense to you. And you will find that God, by his Spirit, through the Word, speaks to you. Our minds are bombarded with much content every day, so we need space and time to think about what we're learning that is so important. So give yourself territory to think and to pray. I hope you can join us again tomorrow as well, because we'll press deeper into this remarkable chapter. I hope you're enjoying what we're learning together, and we'll do so again next time on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.